Psychologist Andrea Games Mohe says that fear of failure can be paralyzing, but it doesn't have to be. She says the key is to acknowledge fear and not let it prevent persons from achieving their dreams.
What I tend to look at, or even whether personally or having conversations with persons, is to look at redefining fear. And what I mean by redefining fear is not looking at it as just a bad or just looking at it in excess. It's creating a balance in terms of what are you focusing on. I tend to create a formula where you have fear and you add courage to it. So you can't allow fear to be in isolation, because fear and your emotions were designed in the brain to be a warning signal for if there are any situations or barriers, and to help you to recalibrate or to reflect and readjust your movement. But when it's by itself, it can stifle and it can restrict you.
Mrs. Games Mohes says it is important that persons have good support system when making major decisions.
So it's where you want to create like a fair list. Create a list, whether mentally or physically, and like the old school way of writing, where you look at what are the things that I am fearful of, especially when you're stepping out into this new year, maybe making a major decision. Create that list and then look at also now my support system. What are the resources I have that I can pull from? What are some things I need to add to that list in terms of what are some external resources I may need? And when you think of a support system, you don't want to just have a isolated or of one perspective of your support system, because sometimes your support system, based on whether it's a person or whatever you're listening to, can also increase the fear factor. So you want to have a balanced support system where you have a diverse or a very variety of persons and individuals who can give you different perspectives that help you to now approach your goal rather than avoid it.
Psychologist Andrea Games Mohes. And she's encouraging persons to adopt a learning or growth mindset so they can see failures as learning experiences. Yolande Richards with today's special report.